What's up, guys? Thought I'd give you a little update. It's 11 o'clock, Wednesday, October 22nd. And in my previous video, I discussed an email that I'd sent out asking about the wall that County Council had put up in Council Chambers to keep separation between the people and Council. Challenged each one of them to respond. Well, I've gotten two responses. One from Jimmy Jones, where he talks about it's the county administrator that you need to talk to. Jimmy didn't vote for any of this budget this last year. He hadn't voted for a budget in the last 5 years because of the excess spending. So, you know, Jimmy, whether he read the budget or not, voted no. So technically he's not attached to any of this. Now, the other respondent was David Snodgrass. And David went into telling me how that we are our form of government is an administrative government. So County Council sets the policies and the administrator administrates the policy. So he's trying to lay blame on the wall with the administrator, Vic Carpenter. However, that's not altogether true. When County Council sets policies and goals and that kind of thing like that, that goes into budget, and funding for those goes into the budget. So if you voted for the budget, this last year's budget, you voted for funding the wall and you agree on the wall. So he's obfuscating. He's not being fully truthful. He's trying to blame it on there. And then he goes into telling me that the wall's not that big a hindrance and he didn't think it would affect anything. So he's trying to play it down like it's not a symbol like what it is, you know, the separation between the people and the county council, like the Politburo. I've heard that, oh, this is pretty commonplace and you know, a lot of county councils have this and that kind of thing. And that is true. There are a lot of county councils that have this barrier. But that's neither here nor there. The point is, we haven't had one for 20 years, ever since they've moved into the old Belt building. There's never been a wall there. Why all of a sudden do we need a wall? There's talk about security. Now, I've talked to law enforcement, a lot of law enforcement, a lot of high-ranking law enforcement here in the county. And they say, I don't know why they're building the wall. It's not going to help in security. I mean, even my old aching body could probably leap over the top of it and get them if I wanted to, but who's going to do that? No, it's a symbolism. It's symbolic. It's the separation between us and them. And also, Mr. Snodgrass says that while we have public comment and all, that's really what this is not all about. It's not like a town hall. You're just there to observe council proceedings. And that really got under my skin. And we don't really care what you say, but we allow you to say some things. But really, we do the people's work. You know, we know better. Y'all elected us, and so we get to run your lives. That's basically what he's saying. It just doesn't float right, doesn't taste right, doesn't smell right to me. So that's two councilmen. There's seven councilmen. And of course, Julie Burns will not answer an email from me. I don't know if he answers anybody else's emails. The first email was asking him to give me a list of words that had been banned because he banned the word steal. I couldn't use the word steal in a government body. And he wouldn't even reply to that. So it doesn't surprise me he's a coward. Sammy Tucker, not a peep. Not a peep. He's not brave enough to even send an email. Look at Al Bozar, Talon Gardner, Ben Connell. Ben Connell, not a peep. Not a peep out of old Benjamin. Will we get something this week? I doubt it. I think they're going to scapegoat Vic Carpenter and make it look like, you know, it was Vic. As a matter of fact, Mr. Snodgrass said as much. He said this was Vic Carpenter and the county attorney, Ken DeBose, making this decision. A couple of little employees making the decision. Now, I haven't talked to Vic Carpenter, and I haven't talked to Ken DeBose, the county attorney. But I'd be willing to bet Ken DeBose had nothing to do with it. I don't think he cares where he sits in there. And I don't think Vic Carpenter did it just because he, you know, just one day talked to Martha Stewart or saw it on TV and decided a wall and a desk and all that would be wonderful. Let's spend some money and call it security. Now, there's rumors that they're going to put up a fence around the county offices. And it's not so much of a rumor. They're talking about building a fence out there to protect the county vehicles from break-in. Haven't been a break-in in over 10 years. Maybe more than that, but we know at least 10 years. So it's not about that. It's about something else. I'm not sure what it is, but if Mr. Carpenter is making all these decisions unilaterally, there's something wrong there, too. I suspect Julie Burns knows all about it, because he's up in everybody's rear end. Everywhere you go, Julie Burns is right there. So what's their response going to be? I sent an email to Vic Carpenter asking him all these questions. Who made the decision? Where was it in the budget? Who voted for the budget? You're an employer. I mean, an employee. Vic Carpenter is an employee. You've got to respond. So we'll see. Anyway, as an update, again, this is Wednesday, October 22nd. And we had about 3 days. Two responses, David Snodgrass and Jimmy Jones. Silence from everybody else. Talk to you guys later.